I invite some of the men to come, and we're going to celebrate. We're going to remember communion, this thing that God gave us, that Jesus gave us, says, do this in remembrance of me. Jesus paid my price. I want to be reminded at least every week, if not every day, if not every moment, before your feet hit the floor in the morning, I'm a sinner saved by grace. I've been forgiven by a God like this who now comes to live inside me to make me new. What an amazing treasure, amen? What an amazing treasure. We have bread that reminds us of Jesus' body broken for us. Juice, reminder of Jesus' blood poured out to wash our sins away, to make us clean, to make us new. And we take these things, they're a gift. We're not charging for those. It's not, oh, here, you can have this if you give me. No, it's we come empty-handed to the cross and say, I'm receiving a gift. And we don't just set them on the shelf at home and say, oh, those are nice. I'm going to look at those every once in a while. No, we actually consume them. We take them inside ourselves. They become part of us. Because God comes inside to live inside. This is a picture of what's happened to us when we believed. God comes inside to live inside, to make us new inside. So as you're served, as you're given this gift, make sure you've received that gift. This is for believers. If you're not a believer, I'd invite you, believe right now. Cry out to God in faith. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Receive this gift as a physical reminder, a sign of what you've been given in Christ. Hold those in your hand. And as this Pentecost new body of Christ, this new covenant community, we're going to take those. Once we've all been served, we'll hold those in our hands together until we're all served, and then we will take those together and, as the body of Christ, receive his gift to us together as a body. We'll give thanks, and then we'll take those together. Father, what an amazing gift we've been given. You gave us yourself in relationship. You take us to be your people. You give yourself to be our God, our King. You understood what it costs, and Jesus, you paid that price willingly for me. Holy Spirit, you got a big job. Because we're all a mess. Thank you that you would come and dwell inside a wretch like me to start cleaning house. All we can say is thank you. We receive the gift. We are delighted to be your people. His body broken for you. Take me. His blood poured out to wash us clean, to make us new. Drink.